excited about? Well, of course, the wedding, but I think next would be the bachelorette slumber party tonight. I don't care how old I get. I just think having this one great big all-girl blowout right before you get married, you know, like the guys do, is just great. Of course, I know you hate him, don't you?
It isn't that I hate him, Charlene. It's just that I've never enjoyed dancing with other women, sleeping with other women, or having my underwear frozen.
You know, I hope Monette's going to do okay taking care of the guest book. I mean, I know a lot of people wouldn't have asked her because she's a hooker and everything, but, you know, I don't care. I mean, she's been one of my best friends for almost 15 years. You know, and anyway, I imagine her line of work, she'd be good at greeting people. Oh, Julie, did you tell Suzanne what time the rehearsal is tomorrow?
Don't worry about Suzanne. I'll pick her up myself.
Hope she's not still mad at me.
Charlene, I wish you would stop worrying about that. You had every right to tell her that she couldn't bring that stupid pig to the reception. I don't care if she was going to dress it up. I mean, a pig wearing a hat is still a pig.
Oh, I almost forgot. Some of Bill's Air Force friends called. Seems they want to fly over the reception and write your names in the sky.
Gosh, I don't know. You think that's okay?
Oh, sure. Ted and I had that.
You did?
Well, yeah, it was a bunch of drunken med students, and it was in the snow, but it was the same principle.
Well, Mary Jo, I guess I'll just be picking you up for the wedding since I don't have anybody to take.
See, what did I tell you? She's mad about that pig.
Oh, Charlene, don't be ridiculous. You don't want Noel to come to your reception, that's your right. I just think Mr. Garfinkel's going to be a little disappointed.
Who's Mr. Garfinkel?
My shoemaker. I mean, he just about knocked himself out designing those little pig pumps. So, when's the big bus from Hee-Haw getting here?
Suzanne, if you are referring to my family, they are coming in a 9-car caravan because the plane fare would have cost over $1 million. I'm going to tell them you said that.
Oh, lighten up. I bet they would have enjoyed meeting my pig.
Ladies, may I have your attention, please? Tonight, we honor a very special friend. Tonight, Charlene Frazier, this is your life! She was born Charlene Olivia Frazier in the hospital of Little Hicks just outside Poplar Bluff, Missouri. Her first words were, run down to the gift shop and get me a copy of the National Enquirer. Little Charlene's favorite bedtime story was not The Little Boy Who Cried Wolf, but rather... The little boy who was raised by wolves. That was the beginning of our heroine's uncanny ability to be, in the words of that well-known sage, Julia Sugarbaker, completely and endlessly fascinated by absolutely nothing.
In addition, Charlene was also showing signs of great musical ability.
And to think that it all started in a little tiny bedroom with just a deodorant bottle as a microphone and pajama bottoms for long hair. Charlene, a voice from the past.
Our Aunt Dodie worked at the Ozark Beauty College, and she used to practice haircutting on Charlene and me. So we never had long hair, and we always had a permanent.
Yes, Charlene, all the way from Poplar Bluff, Missouri, your sister... Darlene!
But having a weekly haircut didn't stop Charlene from dreaming about being a long-haired, beautiful singer. As her sister, I can tell you she secretly practiced lip-syncing for hours every night all alone in her tiny little bedroom. And there was one song she played over and over and over.
Lunch counter at F.W. Woolworth's until you got fired for always giving too big a portion.
That's right, Charlene, all the way from Poplar Bluff, Missouri, the girl who sat beside you in vacation Bible school for 6 years and decided to become a hooker anyway. Monette Marlin.
Copy of our PBHS annual with Charlene's picture. As you can see, she was also a Pep Club mulet and a member of the Bluffer annual staff. I have the letter here that Pope John the 23rd sent to Charlene, declining to select our yearbook queen.
I heard that later on got the guy who played Floyd on Mayberry RFD. Pretty darn impressive. And I also want you to know, it's right here under her picture. It says, Charlene, a girl whose heart is as big as her chest.
Oh!
Charlene is most dependable and most likely to date a convict. That's a combination you don't run across every day. I mean, is this a fabulous woman or what?
Taught to me by our grandfather, who sang it with his World War I army buddies. But I don't think it's a song just for men. I think it's for anybody who ever had a wonderful friend. Charlene, darling, this is for you.
Our days will be long when you go away. I'll think about you all through the day, my buddy. My buddy, your buddy misses you. Buddies through all of the gay days, buddies when something went wrong. You helped us through all the gray days with your sweet smile and your song.
Charlie, my pal, my buddy, my friend. Just need to know our friendship won't end.
My buddy,
my buddy,
my buddy,
my buddy.
Nobody cried
want you to know that that is the nicest rehearsal and the nicest rehearsal dinner that I have ever been to. Your family is just so full of love.
Oh, well, thank you, Mary Jo. You know, Charlene's our firstborn. She's real special. In fact, I'm not real sure her daddy's going to be able to give her away.
You know, I don't want you keeping my little brothers out at that bachelor party too late tonight. I want you to miss the wedding tomorrow.
Well, you're getting kind of bossy, aren't you, for somebody who hadn't even married yet?
I just have two questions. First of all, who gave Bernice that champagne? I mean, it's not like she had nuts enough without sitting over there sipping the bubbly with that goofy look on her face.
Suzanne, you drew the short straw. You were supposed to be looking after her.
And secondly, who's that crazy man in the cowboy hat?
That's my Uncle Howard.
Susan, where have you been? That is Charlene's mother's brother. He's an attorney from Poplar Bluff. Flies his own plane.
Oh, well, he's very nice, but he pinched me.
Mr. Fraser, would you like a glass of champagne?
Well, none for me, but you might be able to interest this fella here. He's not quite as good a Baptist as I am. This reminds me, you haven't given a toast to my number one daughter tonight. I think it's high time you did.
I'd be happy to.
Attention, everybody. Charlene's Uncle Howard would like to make a toast.
You know, being an old country lawyer, I usually get to deal with the debris of marriage. So it's a high privilege for me tonight to be in on the beginning of a marriage that looks so promising. Bill, Charlene, it's obvious to everybody here the passion that y'all hold for one another. It's something you can't fake, you can't hide, you can't buy. When you got it, you got it. And you two surely have it. My wish for you this evening is that you carry that passion with you through all your remaining days, always dancing that great male-female dance of love, sex, marriage, and eternal friendship, as no one else has ever danced it before you. May you, in short, dance the perfect Missouri Waltz.
Thank you. Here, here.
How you doing, Aunt Phoebe?
That man in the cowboy hat, he pinched me.
Okay, everybody, I'd like to make a toast. I just look at Charlene and Bill, and I can see my late husband and myself at their age. I'll never forget the first time he proposed to me, and I said, "Oh, get out of here, you crazy nut. You don't even have any money." And furthermore, my folks just can't stand the way you dress and the way you just sit on our sofa and never talk. In fact, nobody in my family can stand you. Not even the dog.
Well, thank you so much, Bernice. That was very appropriate. Give me that.
Oh, well, honey, I better get going. Moonwalker's apartment's all the way across town. I'll call you later just to tell you goodnight.
Okay. Have fun. I love you.
I love you more.
Where's he going?
His bachelor party, his friend Moonwalker's.
Oh, that's his jet fighter pilot nickname. Bill's his wild man, you know, because he's so sedate.
Yeah, right. I cannot believe you are letting him traipse off to some all-night Animal House orgy when you're getting married, you know?
Animal House? Isn't it not like that? I mean, most of these guys are professional fighter pilots. They're just having Bill over for a little quiet get-together. It's nothing.
Bill, how you doing here?
Hey, Reese, I didn't think you could make it.
Well, I had a late meeting close by. I thought I'd drop in and have a drink with you. I can see you're pretty tied up. Gosh, you certainly had a lot of energy, hadn't you?
Yes, she does. This is little Latin Loopy. She's my wedding present from the 104th Fighter Squadron. Evidently, the monogram Powell says didn't come in.
Well, I don't know, Bill, but I think you're playing with fire here. This little Latin Loopy looks pretty formidable.
Oh, you know, Charlene is going to kill me. I've got her little brothers here, and she doesn't have much of a sense of humor about stuff like this. Would Julia?
No way. No, Julia would not find this funny at all. In fact, I think I'm going to be on my way.
Oh, no, no, I'll stay for one drink.
Well, maybe just one. You know, she is quite good, isn't she?
Oh, no, not me. No. Thanks very much. Oh, I don't think this is a very good idea. Wait a minute, excuse me. You do have a key, don't you?
Ora me acuerdo donde está la llave. Sí, la llave está en la bolsa que cambié la mañana, ¿comprendes?
She says she remembers what happened to the keys. She changed purses this morning.
Well, that's great. Ask her where she lives. We'll go get it.
¿Dónde es su casa?
No, pero la llave no está en mi casa. La llave la tiene Raúl, comprende, en el camión. Porque no tenemos que irnos, ¿cómo se dice? A Shreveport.
Well, what's she saying?
I don't know, something about a boyfriend, they're moving to Shreveport.
Well, yeah, we got that.
No, pero la llave está en el camión con todas las cosas.
And her purse is in the van with him.
Sí, sí, yes.
Hey, well, man, I'm sorry, I can't get anywhere with this. These suckers are made out of hardened steel.
All right, I got a welder and a locksmith coming, but neither one is very happy. Listen, what the hell are these things anyway?
They're handcuffs.
I know that, but why three?
They call them menage a trois cuffs. I knew a guy in prison who had some.
You know, Anthony, you're just kind of a Renaissance man, aren't you?
I try.
So you don't think there's anything in that box that would get this off, huh?
That was my best torch. Anything hot enough to cut through that steel is going to burn them.
You know, in 5 hours, I'm getting married.
Y bueno, pero yo también tengo muchas cosas que hacer.
Easy for you to say.
Oh, look, it's Julia and Charlene come for a visit.
I can't believe it. We've been calling here for hours, but the lines were tied up. Bill, what are you still doing here? I mean, I can't believe you kept Robert and Odell out all night so late. I mean, Mom and Daddy called me worried sick, and then I called Julia, and she tried to call Reese, and she couldn't get him.
Reese Watson, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Aren't you a little old for this sort of thing?
Me? Julia, are you kidding? You're the one who told me I had to come here. I don't even know these people.
Who's that woman?
Well, I know her. That's Little Latin Loopy.
Bill, could I see you in the kitchen, please?
Me?
Yes.
I can't right now, Charlene. I'm busy.
Doing what?
Playing charades.
What is the matter with you? It is almost 5 o'clock in the morning. We are getting married in a few hours, and you are sitting here playing games.
Oh. Now, what don't get all nuts about this, Charlene.
Oh,
no. I can explain everything.
Oh, gosh, everything. I can't believe that. I'm getting married 5 hours. It's over. We're going to stand. Hold on. I need to get my phone. I'm going to get my phone. She's on that.
What is she saying? She's Charlene shouldn't be just because she's got a boyfriend. She says you and Charlene should be together.
Oh, my gosh, she left me.
Well, looks like now all three of you can walk down the aisle together.
I just can't believe it. They cut off my good raincoat. Well, here I come. Don't look.
Gee, you know, I don't mean to be mean, but you think she could put her big knocker somewhere else? Every time I turn around, they're right in my face.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to hurt your feelings. It's just that it's my wedding day, and I want him out of my bathroom.
Honey, don't cry. It's going to be okay.
Charlene, hi. We're all ready except for getting dressed, so we just thought we'd stop by and see if we can help out with anything.
No, I guess not. We're just waiting for her boyfriend to get here with the key. He was on his way to Shreveport, and the highway patrol stopped him somewhere. Oh, I'm sorry. This is Little Latin Loopy.
Uh-huh. I suppose that's just your fighter pilot name, eh, wild man?
Little Latin Loopy, these are my bridesmaids, Mary Jo and Suzanne. Of course, you all know Bill.
Well, seeing as you only have one hand there, I guess I'll do your hair.
No, Suzanne, I don't want big hair. Now, you don't have to do my makeup, because Moonette's coming over later. She's going to do that.
Well, that'll round things out nicely. Don't be stuck in here with Charo and the happy hooker.
Just hope Julie can stall till we get there.
Bye. It's your brother Robert at the church. I think Julia might be running out of songs.
Why do you say that?
Well, apparently she just sang This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine, a marginal wedding song at best.
I just can't believe it. All my life I've dreamed about my wedding day, and here I am spinning it, sitting around half naked with big hair, handcuffed to a belly dancer in my own bed.
Charlene, I'm telling you, your hair is not that big.
Mira que muy bonito.
Charlene. Monette, here, do your makeup.
Oh, hi, Monette. Come on in.
Hi, hon. How you making it? Must have been some kind of party.
Monette, was it like that? Little Adam Loopy had a set of menage a trois cuffs, and she took them to Bill's party.
I know what they are, Charlene. I have a set in my purse.
You do?
Well, sure, in my business, you have to be prepared.
It's very interesting, Monette. Do you also have a key?
Well, sure, it's in here somewhere.
Do you think they would fit these cuffs?
Well, I don't see why not. They're all alike.
Oh, Monette, oh,
Monette. Get out of there. Get out of there.
Honey, don't fall asleep on me now. Go put your uniform on.
Don't worry, I'll get Anthony. You'll take care of Anthony.
Monette, I've never been so happy to know a hooker all my life. Thank you.
Hey, what's going on?
I'll tell you what's going on. We're going to a wedding. Now, Anthony, you speak Spanish, don't you?
I guess so. I've been speaking it all night.
All right, tell Little Loopy that she's invited, too.